We're back in studio. Oh, how's that? Both of us.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Hi, Heidi.
Oh, Lexi.
Don't blabbing around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boy, you're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Bapa, baby, bapa, bapa, bapa.
Oh, yeah.
Time to talk fishing with our early bird fishing guide, Jeff Sundin, joins us every Thursday morning. Morning, Jeff. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning.
It is looking to be a beautiful day today, even though John said horrific when I started the weather forecast.
I meant overall, it's not going to be great. And now you're going to have some wind out there today, Jeff.
That's the tricky part this time of year. Last week when we got done, I was on my way to go do a little bit of fishing, and got in the truck. Everything seemed like it would be okay. And we finally got out there. It wasn't a nasty wind, but it was just enough to kind of freeze the back of your knuckles. you have to be out in that kind of weather occasionally just to remind you of how nice it is when the sun comes out and the wind is calm. But for the most part, you know what was nice, though? We actually caught some fish.
This is last week's crappie.
Yeah, we were just getting wrapped up with the radio program, and I had 1 foot in the door of the truck already. And as soon as I hung up the phone, I started the truck and fished over in the Bemidji neighborhood that day. A friend of mine had gotten in touch with me, and he had gotten in touch with a friend of his, and one hot lead, another hot lead, and before you know it, we were over there. The only one small thing, it was a little bit out of my ordinary, I'm looking for a word now, but this time of year, when I'm trying to find panfish in the fall or in the spring, I usually try not to go to a lake that's got water that's much deeper than about 30 feet. It just makes it that much easier for the fish to be found in shallower depths. And this lake bottomed out at about 40, and the fish were in about 35 feet of water. So we had to just kind of take a few, whichever ones we caught in whichever order, and some of them weren't the biggest fish that we've ever seen. So we kind of cut the trip short because there is no such thing when the fish are that deep, especially when they've been that way for a long time. You bring them up, and the barrel trauma kills them. They float right to the surface. So you have to kind of take a few. As soon as you got a meal, give up on it and take off and go do something else, which is hard this time of year because nothing else is open. So we got loaded up a little bit early and got back home just in time for a nap.
Nice. Yeah, that wind will make you tired. What's going on with the walleye spawning report?
It started off a little slow. The water opened up, and they didn't even put the nets out for about a good week. And I talked to a friend of mine who they had kind of learned their lesson in the past. You know, you get an real early spring, and some of the fish do start to move right away, but you can put the nets up and you can catch a bunch of them, and they're not ready to go because the ice goes off early, but the fish are still not ready to spawn. It takes a certain amount of time for the eggs to develop. Now, over the last week or so, I had gotten in touch with Weiser over at DNR Fisheries in Grand Rapids, and they were somewhere in the neighborhood of about 500 quarts collected as of yesterday morning. I drove up there to see if I could get a look from the bridge, the the scene at the docks up there was pretty quiet. There was one person kind of walking around on the docks, standing guard over the fish, I guess, and a couple of vehicles parked up in the... So they're not moving. Things are not really moving at a breakneck speed up there. I talked to Mark Bacajalupi. I always have trouble pronouncing his name. And anyway, he's down in the Brainerd District, and their spawning run started off really slow down there. They were at about 100 quarts the day before yesterday, anticipating that this little warm-up now was going to fire things up into high gear. So today could be a big day for folks in the fisheries business around the state. They might do a little bit of catching up. If that sun comes up and gets everything warmed up, those fish might move real well this evening again. So that could, in a couple of places, that could get it wrapped up. Nobody really has a total handle on what the quotas are because they're all waiting to see how the other districts do. If my quota started off at 900 quarts, but you got a whole bunch extra, then my quota could get reduced or vice versa. So we'll see. There's probably going to be a little bit of activity throughout the week, but one way or the other, the fish are getting the job done. It might be just going a little slower than usual.
Well, you know, we always talk phenology, which is really about firsts. What's the first sighting of this? Today's a first for you. It's your first guide trip of the season.
Yes, it is. And not only is it the first guide trip of this season, as far as I can remember, this is the first one that I've ever done in April. Oh. Because usually we don't have this much time. You know, historically, we could still be on the radio talking about the ice going out today. And it's already been off most of the lakes now for 3 weeks. And folks are kind of wringing their hands. They're opening up their cabins and getting things ready to go and looking for something to do. And as long as there's that much open water out there, might as well go fishing. So this is sort of a big experiment for me. We're going to, I may wind up fishing about three different lakes. The trip that I mentioned in Bemidji last week, the next day, I took Susan out, and we attempted to catch a few fish, and we found some. It wasn't too hard to find them, but I had a hard time getting them to bite, and I had like four bites, and all four fish got off. And so I'm anticipating with all the sunshine today, a little bit of tricky conditions, we could have to do quite a bit of searching before I finally get after them. But everybody knows the score. It's a big experiment, and it's better than sitting around in the house doing nothing. So we're going to give it a try.
Let's talk about first. Heidi, we're sitting together in the on-air studio for the very first time in a year.
No, just since November.
Oh, November?
Yeah.
Oh, November?
Feels like a year.
It feels like a year,
when things kind of started to turn on us and we realized
that's right,
sitting in the studio.
See, that's where the memory goes.
Right.
Yep. That's all. November until April in Minnesota, that is a year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Gosh. Well, it is our membership drive. If you are tuned in right now because you appreciate getting connected, maybe you're not, you don't even fish, but there's something about Jeff talking
passion.
Yeah, what he loves to do and about he loves the outdoors, not just fishing. He loves being out there. So support us right now, 800-662-5799, because you don't want free advice. You want advice that you support because, mm-hmm. Jeff, you're going to give us ideas for pan fishing this weekend.
Well, I think that's right. And I'll tell you something else. Not only does it matter if you fish or not, I tune in and listen to a lot of things about a lot of things, and some of them are not things. I've never really been able to hit a golf ball, but I don't mind listening to things about golf, you know, because it makes you feel like you know something whether you do or not. And that's one of the reasons that I've been getting up early every Thursday morning for 30-some years, because there aren't a lot of places where you can just go and talk and say what's on your mind and have somebody listen to it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's worth double the price. Whatever it is you've got in your mind, double it, and then you'll be just about right.
Well, I'll tell you, Jeff, when we were in kind of in the lull a little bit there and you weren't on for a few weeks, boy, we got the business from a few phone callers. Where the hell is Jeff Sundin?
Well, I promise you I won't do that to you next year, because throughout that entire time I kept seeing these little snippets and news bits that would come across email-wise. And, you know, we really should have talked about that today. And so, yeah, even when you're not fishing, there's still fishing news to talk about.
Yep.
By the way, if I still have a second,
sure.
There was a little extra bit of fishing news about Red Lake this year. The folks that have become accustomed to catching four walleyes up there in the summertime will have to settle for three this year. They've reduced the bag limit from four down to three, and you'll be allowed to keep one fish over 17 inches and two fish up 17 inches. So that if it's anything like what it was last year, make sure you've got a double stepped up hydraulic super duper Stanley tape measure, because last summer there was lots of fish that were just barely on the 17 inch mark, and so this year there's going to be some that are just above it and some that are just below it, and it's going to take double scrutiny to make sure that those fish are exactly right, because you don't want to be sitting there when the game warden comes along, and he will have a good tape measure, and you don't want his to be different than yours.
All right, Jeff, well, thanks a lot. Have a good maiden voyage today, and thanks for being a member of KBXE. Appreciate it.
You betcha. No problem, and I'll be re-upping before too long. I think I got a couple months yet, but it always comes.
Yes, it does.
Thanks,
yep.
Jeff.
You bet. See ya.
You can read Jeff's fishing report at jeffsundin.com.